Hello and welcome to day 4 of our preparation for total consecration. Let's get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 4, from the heart of God. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the expiation for our sins. We love because He first loved us. It is not because of our own goodness that you have received the grace of being called to total consecration to the Immaculate. It is because of the infinite goodness of God, whose heart goes out especially to those who are in most need of His mercy. It is also because of the goodness of the Immaculate, who has said yes to God and lovingly consented to being your mother. It is she who is drawing you close to herself, because she especially loves her littlest and weakest children. And such a one are you. Do not let yourself be deceived by the evil one. Do not allow pride to make you think you're better than others for having received this gift. Remember always that you are not better than anyone. You are simply more in need of this mercy, and this is precisely why you were chosen to receive it. But neither can you allow fear to make you think you're too unworthy to receive it. You do not have to be good enough, nor can you be too unworthy to be called to total consecration to the Immaculate. All you have to do is desire to belong to Our Lady and let her do with you what she pleases. No one is good enough, no one too depraved to receive this grace. If the sight of your misery deters you, if failed efforts at being good discourage you, remember, it is for the weakest children that a mother's heart is most concerned. It is the weakest ones who need their mother the most and have a special right to be carried in her arms, close to her heart. And remember that you are one of these privileged children. You have a particular need of her, and that is why she calls you to consecrate yourself to her. Amen. That concludes our reading. Let us turn to page 77 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deign to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O One God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating 3 times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. The act of trust in the Immaculate. Dearest Mother, deign to do with me whatever is pleasing to you, for the greatest glory of God. I am yours, my dearest Immaculate Mother. You see how miserable I am, walking along the edge of a precipice, full of self-love. If you release me from your immaculate hands for even only one instant, I will be the first to fall into the most grievous sins and into the bottom of hell. But if you do not let go of me, although this is something of which I am completely unworthy, and if you will lead me, I will surely not fall, and I will become a saint, a great saint. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes day 4's preparation for total consecration. The last reflection that we did, we discussed that the Virgin Mary loves you specifically, individually. She has a plan for your life, and we need to follow it. But the next logical question is, how do I know what Mary's plan is for my life? So the method for discerning the will of the Immaculate, I'm going to share with you right now. I got that from a priest named Father Emile Noubert from this book specifically, Life of Union with Mary. Father Noubert is one of the theologians that Maximilian Kolbe loved to read. And so in this book, there is a section called Consultation with Mary. I'm not going to read it to you. I'm just sharing this with you. So if you want to learn more about it, the book's title again is Life of Union with Mary. So how does consultation with Mary work? Step one, and this is so easy, make an act of faith in the presence of the Virgin Mary. So there you are. You're going to stop for a moment. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Blessed Virgin Mary, I believe that you are really here present with me. I find it beneficial to imagine the eyes of the Virgin Mary or imagine her physically present with you in the room. Is this your imagination? 100%. But is she really with you in the room? Yeah. Is she really looking at you? Yeah. Is she ever attentive to you because she's your mother? Yes, of course. So by imagining it, that helps my intellect to impact my will. So now, step number one, make an act of faith in the presence of Mary. And it's as simple as saying, Blessed Mother, I believe that you're here. Step number two, talk to her about what it is that you're trying to decide. What should I wear today? Blessed Mother, pause. I believe you're present. Wear that blue shirt. Blue is a color that makes people trust you.
That's right.
I'm not wearing blue, but normally I wear blue. So let's say, for example, you have a very difficult decision to make. You put before the Virgin Mary, option A, option B. Where should we go on this particular event? You don't get anything in prayer. So then what do? You pray 10 Hail Marys and you say, Blessed Mother, please give me some direction. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You get through 10 Hail Marys. By the end of the 10 Hail Marys, most often you will feel a tugging, a pull in a certain direction. You'll have a sense of clarity. Well, why did I have to do the 10 Hail Marys? Because some information, some direction, it's necessary that you obtain grace through petitioning. In some cases, big decisions, you might have to pray an entire rosary. But I can assure you, making an act of faith in the presence of Mary, consulting with Mary, discerning what her will is so fruitful. We'll talk about that in our next reflection. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.